It's Monday, the 30th of June, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is episode 30 of App Talk, the podcast that I've been producing on a daily basis throughout the month of June for the Audiomo Challenge. Today I'm going to talk about an app that my son has been testing recently and has been getting on pretty well with. And this app is called Labo Car Designer 4 Years Plus. Apologies if I'm not pronouncing the name of the app or the name of the developer correctly. It's L-A-B-O, Labo or Labo. The developer is a company called Labo Lado. Again, that might not be pronounced correctly, but it's L-A-B-O-L-A-D-O. This is an iOS-only app, and it will only run on the iPad. It will run on iOS version 5.1 and above, so if you've got an original iPad 1, it will run on that. We've had it running on my son's iPad. It retails for £1.99. And just to be completely upfront with the whole thing, the developer contacted me via Facebook and sent me a promo code to download a free copy for review purposes. So I have not paid the £1.99. However, I would pay £1.99 for it, having played with it and having seen it in action. I think it's worth the money. In terms of what this app is, the way this app works is it kind of splits into two halves. The first half allows your child to design their own car by drawing. And then the second part of the app, they can take the car that they've drawn and drive it along a landscape and interact with things along the way. So the drawing bit, first of all, is very intuitive, very straightforward. You can either pick a completely blank screen, which just has two wheels on it, or you can pick a pre-made template. If you pick the completely blank screen, you just get complete free range to use any of the drawing tools. And they've got like pencils for outlining, paints for filling in colour. You can change the design of the wheels and the size of the wheels. You can add stickers to the car, and you can also add flashing police lights or taxi cab lights or various things like that as well. So there's a lot you can do with the car. If you choose a pre-made template, the first step, you get a little outline that you can trace around with the writing pencils if you want to. The app doesn't mind if you get your lines in the right place or not. There's no right or wrong. It just gives you a guide, but you're free to ignore that if you want to, and you can just squiggle or scribble. And then once you've got your outline, you can then move on and do the colouring, and you can then move on and do all the other bits as well. So really, the templates just give you a starting point that you can copy if you want to. Once you've got your car ready, you press the where it says go, and it takes you out to this landscape. And the landscape is great fun because it's got some sort of dynamic and interactive elements to it. So you start off driving along, and it's hilly and it's bumpy, and the car goes up and down a bit. And then you might find there's some balloons, and the car runs into the balloons, and the balloons float up into the sky. Or there are some poles in your way, and you just drive into one of the poles and it falls over, and you can then drive on top of it. On the whole, that's all been designed nicely, and it is pretty, you know, it's pretty straightforward, and you can generally get your car around the landscape quite easily. If you get to the end of the landscape, there's a little sort of present at the end which you aim for. Once you've got your car through the landscape, it gets added to the garage, and it then means in future play sessions you can go to the garage and directly access one of your pre-made cars if you don't want to go through and create a new one. In the App Store, it says it's recommended for ages 4 to 8 years, and I'd say that's a pretty good pitch, actually. My son is just 4, and he is just on the cusp of being really confident with this app. That he has had a couple of struggles, and I'll talk about those a little bit later on. But I would say, certainly, I think any younger than 4, they are probably going to struggle a little bit with the interface. So what do I like about this app? I particularly like the creativity side of things. I love, both kids love being able to draw their own car and then see it come to life. And it is absolutely their drawing that comes to life. Even if you just draw a squiggle and have the two wheels, that will come to life, and it will, you will be able to drive it around, and it is absolutely your scribble that you can see driving around. It's beautifully animated, it's lovely quality, really nice graphics, and quite importantly for me, actually, it's got some pleasant background music as well. Quite often I find particularly apps that are popular and get played a lot in this house, if they've got a very repetitive tune, I eventually start going slightly mad listening to it, and this one's got a nice tinkly piano music background, which actually I find quite appealing. So what do I think the app could do better? One of the things that we found is that not all of the controls are completely intuitive, either to myself or to my son. The app has been very much designed to be language independent, so there isn't any written text and there's no voiceover text. So on the whole, that works really well, and it's good for the younger kids. There are a couple of slight little things that I could get a little bit picky about. The first one is any time that you've got a sort of choice between yes, go ahead, or no, cancel, I didn't really mean that, you're presented with a little pop-up which has got a tick and a cross on it, which is okay, that's fine, I can cope with that. But the background colour of the tick is red, and the background colour of the cross is green. And for me, green is for go and red is for stop. It doesn't seem to have caused my son as much of a problem as it has myself, so he's got the hang of it quite quickly. But that's just a little niggle. I would rather the tick was green and the cross was red, but you know. The other thing that we found wasn't 100% intuitive was actually when you get into the driving the car section. Both my son and I, our first reactions was to try and drag across the car. So tapping the screen at the back of the car and then dragging forward across the car. And what actually happens is the car moves towards where you've tapped the screen. So we would be trying to drag the car forwards and it would be merrily moving backwards. And that caused a bit of confusion until we figured out that we had to just tap the screen over the other side, and the car would then drive towards where we tapped. So that we got sussed after a little while. The other thing that we've had small problems with is this interactive background that you get when you're driving the car around. Because it's got elements that can move around, they can sometimes fall on top of the car. And a couple of times my son has actually managed to get himself stuck between a big bouncy ball and a trumpet. Not quite sure how he manages to do it, because I've never actually seen him do it. I just get the fallout when he can't move and then he starts crying. There is a button on the screen to right the car if it goes over onto its roof, which works quite nicely. But when it's stuck under objects, that doesn't always work. Sometimes with sort of persistent trying to move a little bit and then trying to tip it over a bit and then trying to move a bit more, we've managed to get it working. And once or twice we have actually had to just come out of the app and go back in because we got completely stuck. So what do parents need to know? Well, apart from the risk that if you've got a younger child, they might get a little frustrated from time to time. There are no adverts in this app. There are no in-app purchases in this app. The developer has got a privacy policy that says they don't collect personal information. There is a protected area off the home screen. To access it, you need to correctly answer a sum. And this will then give you access to a lot of sharing links. So if you want to share with your Twitter friends or your Facebook friends, or share by email the details of the app, that will give you a link to do so. It also gives you the option of turning the music off if you want to. The other thing I think parents ought to know is if you've got a slightly younger child, you know, if they're a young four or even younger, but you like the sound of the app, the developer has also produced a 3-year plus version of this app. So that's called Labo Car Designer 3-year plus instead of 4-year plus, which is the one I'm talking about here. I haven't tried that one, so I don't know how it compares, but on the screenshots it does look slightly more simple, so that might be a good starting point for a younger child. So very quickly before I run out of time, what's my verdict on this one? I love the blending of the sort of creative drawing process and the car driving thing. I'm not aware of any other apps that work like that. It's certainly brought both of my kids a lot of fun. And I can see it's the kind of app that spans quite a good age range. You know, my 4-year-old enjoys it. My 6.5-year-old also enjoys it. I quite enjoy it, I have to say. So, yeah, really fun, you know, creative car-related app for your car lovers. So I'm going to run out of time. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. Bye for now.